Ding, time for Longman Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, today Lum thinks that Henry J. Kaiser is coming to town and that he's planning to build a manufacturing plant of some kind in Pine Ridge. So Lum has taken an option on some land, ordered a steam shovel, and made arrangements to have a big crowd for a groundbreaking ceremony by telling the folks there's a big surprise in store for them today. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, the next time you go into your drugstore to ask for a package of Alka-Seltzer, why not buy two packages instead of one? You'll be on the go more this spring and summer, and there may be times when you'll find it convenient to have an extra package. Keep Alka-Seltzer with you at home or away because it offers extra fast relief from occasional headaches or acid indigestion, muscular fatigue, and the ache all over distress of a cold. Alka-Seltzer is extra effective, too, because it contains a dependable analgesic to relieve pain plus an effective alkalizer that helps reduce gastric hyperacidity. Alka-Seltzer is extra economical because it is one product that can be so good for so many common ailments. Yes, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one package at home and the extra package with you wherever you go. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store talking on the telephone.
Listen. Yes, ma'am. Well, when Scar comes in, would you have him call me right away? I've got to know about them options. Yeah, I wish you would, Miss Kim.
Hey, Mr. Lum. Oh, excuse me.
Yes, Mom. All right. Much obliged, Miss Kemp. Goodbye. What is it, Cedric?
Oh, that steam shovel ain't got here yet.
It ain't. Granny, they promised they'd have that thing here first thing this morning. Here it is, might now 11 o'clock. Reckon what could have happened?
Well, I don't know.
Well, what you better do, Cedric, is go out...
Hey, Lum. Lum, he's here.
Huh?
Mr. Kaiser, he's here.
Oh, my goodness, he's early. Well, listen, Cedric, you go out on the highway and watch for that steam shovel. When you see it coming, try to hurry him up. See that it gets out to the old Thompson place as quick as possible.
Yes, Mom, well, I'll do it right away.
He's sure here, Lum. He's coming a great big bus.
Big bus, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds like Henry, all right. Does everything in a big way.
Yeah, he does. You ought to see the size of his family.
Oh, did he bring his family along?
Yeah, he sort of introduced them. Said they was his boys. Must have 15 or 20 of them.
Well, I do know.
And most of them must have music talents, too, because I noticed they had a whole batch of drums and horns and such as that with them.
Well, that's nice. I always love to see a big family enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Have music in the home and all that. Stand around the organ and play and sing.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Just love it.
Well, I better get out there and meet him. Did he ask about me?
Well, wait a minute now. You don't have to go out there. He said he'd come over here at the store. Fact is, here he comes right now. See him?
Oh, my goodness. Do I look all right, Edna?
Yeah, stop shaking so much. Are you having a chill?
No, just a little nervous, I reckon.
Nervous.
After all, it's the first time Henry J. Kaiser's ever met me. Granny, you know, he looks younger than the pictures I saw of him in the paper.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. Fact is, he looks younger than some of his boys. Well, get ready, here he comes. Here he comes. Okay. Yeah, come on in, Mr. Kaiser. This is the fella I was telling you about, Mr. Edwards.
Well, hiya. Say, I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Edwards.
Yes, sir. How do you do, sir?
Your old sidekick.
You're the head of the Chamber of Commerce here, are you?
Why, yeah, sort of. President of it.
Lum, we ain't got a chamber.
Abner Heschel.
Well, I hope I haven't put you to any bother.
Oh, no trouble at all.
But you see, this plant I'm after ride means quite a bit to me.
Well, I know how you feel, Mr. Kaiser. Because that's just the sort of thing I'm interested in, too. Big plants and all that. Be proud to work right along with you.
Well, thank you.
Fact is, I've got everything all set for you.
Well, gee, that's mighty nice of you.
Yeah, I've taken an option on 12 acres of ground. And
an option on 12 acres?
Yeah, ain't that enough? I figured we could branch out later on.
Well, really, you needn't have gone to all that bother.
That's all right. I don't mind. You'll find I do things in a big way, too, Mr. Kaiser.
Yes, I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all I'm after is just one or two little Arkansas plants.
Well, don't worry. With me working with you, there won't be nothing little about them, I'll tell you right now. We do things big here in Arkansas.
Yes, but I thought all we'd do is go out in the country and dig around a little bit.
Well, don't worry about the digging. I've got that all took care of.
Yeah, Lum's hired a steam shovel.
A steam shovel?
Yeah, that's for breaking up the ground for your plant.
Well, now, just a minute, fellas. Don't tell me they come that big in Arkansas.
Oh, you just wait and see.
Lum, don't you think we ought to be getting out there and got all that big crowd waiting, you know?
Big crowd?
Oh, yeah, the whole town's out there.
Yeah, everybody.
I never told them it was you that was coming. I just made an announcement and told them they was going to get the surprise of their lives.
Well, this is a little embarrassing, fellas.
Oh,
I...
You're just too modest. That's your trouble, Mr. Kaiser.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Well, wait just a second, Abner. Mr. Kaiser, would you excuse me a minute? I want to talk to my partner a minute. What? Business matters, you know.
Well, sure. Go right ahead.
What's your bias? Come on, Abner.
Yeah.
Come over here.
What is
Abner, we can't go out there now. That steam shovel ain't got here yet.
Oh.
Everything's going so good, I don't want to have no hitches in the plans now.
Oh.
Did you notice what a big impress I've been making on him? He's surprised to death at everything I did.
He almost acts like he don't understand what's going on here.
I know it. Oh, he can see he's working with a big man.
He can't, huh?
Tell you, Abner, this is the biggest day in my whole life.
Well, sir, to be honest, I never actually believed Mr. Kaiser was coming here at all till I seen him today.
Tell you what, you better go out and help Cedric check on that steam shovel. Uh-huh. I'll sort of stall Henry along till I hear from you.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know.
Yeah, all right, Abner. Yeah, sorry to interrupt our conversation, Mr. Kaiser, but business is business. Won't you sit down and make yourself comfortable?
Well, thanks, but I thought we were going out to see about the plant.
Well, we will, directly. I understand you bring your boys along with you.
Yes, we're on a tour. We have several engagements here in your part of the country.
Engagements? Already? You just got here today. Granny, your boys don't lose no time.
Well, these engagements were all booked ahead of time.
Oh, is that how they do it nowadays? Well, I can't keep up with this younger generation. Is it true that some of your boys are sort of musically inclined?
Well, about half of them are.
Uh-huh.
Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
Lum, excuse me, Lum, but could I see you for just a minute?
Oh, yeah, Squire. I've got to step out on the front there and see another one of my business associates. I'll be right back, Mr. Kaiser. Just make yourself at home.
Yes. All right, you go right ahead.
Yeah, what is it, Squire? You got them auction papers for me to sign?
Well, that's what I wanted to see you about, Lum. I didn't want to discuss it in front of your friend there. What did I hear you call him, Mr. Kaiser?
Yeah, I may as well admit it to you, Squire. That's Henry J. Kaiser in there.
Henry J. Kaiser?
And me and him are going in business together.
Well, by George, what do you know? Well, now, I am sorry that I couldn't get that land for you, Lum.
Couldn't get it?
No, there seems to be some liens against it, one thing or another, and it's just impossible to get a clear title to the property.
Oh, my goodness alive. Well, what am I going to do? Mr. Kaiser's here, all set to go out there for the groundbreaking ceremony.
Oh, cut.
Got that big speaker stand built and that big crowd out there waiting for us.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, Lum. I did everything I could.
Oh, me, why do things like this have to happen to me?
Hey, Lum, I found Cedric, but he ain't seen hiding a hair of that steam shovel. Figured it must have broke down somewhere.
That's all I need to know. Now I'm learnt complete. Now I ain't got nothing. No land, no nothing. Well, I got the whole batch of folks waiting out there for a big surprise they ain't never going to get.
Well, what are you going to tell them, Mom?
I don't know. Come on inside and help me try to talk Mr. Kaiser out of this whole idea. Well, so long, Squire. Thanks for trying.
And 100 gold.
Granny Edmund, this is the worst day in my whole life. Well, Mr. Kaiser, still here, huh?
Well, certainly. You told me to wait.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
You leaving town right away, Mr. Kaiser?
No, I have all day to spend here. I can lay over here until tomorrow if necessary.
Oh.
Well, if it's all right with you, what do you say let's get started, fellas?
Well, it might be a bad day for us. Sort of looks like rain.
Rain? Well, there isn't a cloud in the sky.
Oh.
Them clouds come up awful fast in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Well, I'm willing to take that chance. Now, I'm really very anxious to get this plant, and I've been told it is indigenous to your part of the state.
Yeah, you'll be told worse than that before we get done, I'm feared.
Well, let's get started now. This is important to me. That's the only kind of plant I don't have, the fringed two-tone dahlia.
Two-tone dahlia? What in the world's them?
Well, they're very rare.
Why, they must be. I never even heard of them. What are they, some new kind of a boat?
No. They're flowers.
Huh?
Flowers? Granny, that's kind of a come-down for you, ain't it, Mr. Kaiser? Artificial flowers?
There's nothing artificial about dahlias. Another thing I'm interested in is the dotted white foxglove plant.
foxglove plants.
Yes, the pink and yellow ones are very nice, too.
Just a minute, Mr. Kaiser. Making artificial flowers might be all right, but you're just plumb crazy if you think you can make any money manufacturing foxgloves.
Manufacturing? Well, I'm not...
In the first place, foxes don't need gloves, and in the second place, even if you did make them, you couldn't get near enough to the fox to make him put them on, and in the third place...
Wait a minute, Abner. I think there's some mistake
here.
Well,
yes, it sort of seems that way to me, too. What's all this talk about manufacturing?
Well, you're Mr. Kaiser, ain't you?
Yes, certainly I am, but what
I'm beginning to have my doubts.
Well, listen, I can prove it to you. All right. Evening, folks. Hi-ya. Come on, children. Yes, dance.
No, thanks. I'll set this now. Dance with Mama.
Wait a minute, Abner. Don't you see? We got the wrong Mr. Kaiser. This ain't Henry J. Kaiser. This is that famous fella on the radio, K. Kaiser.
K. Kaiser? Well, I do know.
Did you think I was Henry J.?
Yeah, I got a terrible confession to make to you, Mr. Kaiser. We thought you was coming out here to put up a big manufacturing plant of some kind. That's why I went ahead and done all this stuff.
Doggy, you're lucky now you didn't get that land. And that the steam shovel never showed up, too.
Yeah, but I've still got all them people out there standing around that speaker stand we built waiting for a big surprise.
A surprise? Well, yeah, if they're waiting for a surprise, how about if I take my band out there and entertain them?
Granny, would you do that,
John? Oh,
you'd save my life.
Sure.
And give the folks a surprise they'll never forget.
Well, come on then, Tillin. What are we waiting for?
Yeah.
Yes, Dane.
Hey, who's that big fella coming in the door there?
Okay, boys, where do you want it?
Want what?
That thing out there. The steam shovel.
Oh, me. Where in the world have you been?
Well, I'll tell you, boys. It was such a lovely day. The birds was chirping and singing. The voice of spring was in the air. And I just couldn't resist picking a few flowers. Look, ain't they pretty?
Great day. Hey, that's it. The fringe two-tone dahlia. My trip's a success.
Yeah, but what about the steam shovel?
Oh, we don't want that. Take it back.
Take it back? But what about the bell?
Charge it to Henry J. Kaiser. Well, the way things turned out, it looks as though Lum is about the luckiest man in the whole state of Arkansas. Be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.